HBO's limited series, We Own This City, debuts tonight. It dramatizes the real-life abuses and crimes committed by police officers in Baltimore. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans talked about the project with two executive producers who first teamed up on another landmark HBO series about policing in Baltimore.
The last time George Pelicanos and David Simon cranked out scripts on cops and crime in Baltimore, they were working on Simon's series The Wire, a show considered one of the best police dramas in TV history. But Pelicanos says he wasn't intimidated by the legacy of The Wire when he suggested to Simon they film an adaptation of the book We Own This City. It's centered on how the Baltimore Police's Gun Trace Task Force became a rogue unit that robbed drug dealers and brutalized citizens under the guise of fighting the war against drugs.
It is a completely fact-based dramatization, whereas The Wire was, some of those folks were based on real people and the issues were real, but it was fiction. It really is a coda to The Wire in the sense that it's Baltimore 15 years later, and it's, you could say, an evolution, but it's really a de-evolution.
Simon had originally encouraged former Baltimore Sun reporter Justin Fenton to write the book We Own This City, which shows how the war on drugs led to mass arrests and police brutality.
As if the guys who had learned the worst elements of police work from the drug war and had failed to learn how to police properly, they're now the majors and the colonels. They're the ones explaining to the next generation how not to do the job.
In HBO's series, Walking Dead alum John Bernthal is real-life former police officer Wayne Jenkins, then a rising star who lectures a group of new officers on how their credibility in court comes from avoiding brutality.
No matter what you're doing out there in those streets, by the time you walk into any courtroom in this city, your word prevails. And if you're getting good cases, if you're getting drugs and guns, you're bringing in shooters, hey, you can't lose.
But viewers soon learn Jenkins isn't telling the truth. The unit he leads, the Gun Trace Task Force, regularly brutalizes suspects, often stealing their money or drugs. Viewers learn their crimes are a sad progression from tactics Jenkins learned when he was a young officer. His supervisor made him go into high crime areas and arrest everyone on bogus charges.
We clear the corners, they'll stop shooting each other. They stop shooting each other, the murder rate goes down. And if the murder rate goes down, the mayor gets to be the governor.
So all this is about the mayor. You just won't lock anybody up, huh?
Anybody and everybody.
You know, they teach you in the academy constitutional policing. They teach you what they call the sensitivity training. And then as soon as he gets out, they put him up with a sergeant that says, you know, everything you just learned is It's a real thing. I mean, we talked to police who told us that they were told to throw everything out that they had learned that was correct. And now I'm going to teach you how it really is.
Eventually, the community distrusts the police so much it affects the legal system, as one officer explains to a federal investigator examining the conduct of Baltimore police.
But now, even if you find the witnesses and you make a case, now when you need to get 12 people together to make a jury, they look at you and remember when some other cop lied on them or their son or brother. And the lawyers will tell you, we lost the city juries doing this stuff. Mm. They think police just lie.
Because now you do.
Much of this was foreshadowed in the series Simon and Pelicanos worked on in the mid-2000s, The Wire.
If you walk through the garden, you better watch your back.
Simon, who created The Wire, brought on Pelicanos, a renowned crime novelist, as a writer and producer. They explored how a succession of institutions were failing America's urban cities. Politicians, schools, the media, and, Simon says, especially the police.
You know, we told you so. We told you where it was headed. We told you what was valued by this police department and was not valued when it came to police work. So that's what The Wire showed you. 15 years later, along comes this story that says, yeah, it went there and it's worse.
Like The Wire, We Own This City doesn't provide a typical TV cop show story, because even though the show details how Wayne Jenkins and his task force are exposed, the conditions that fed their corruption still remain.
Most network television cop shows are about making the viewer feel good in the end. In other words, the perpetrators get caught, they're brought to justice. And in a way, it's a fascistic notion that you're telling America, if you do something wrong, you're going to get punished. We don't do that. It'll sound grandiose to say, we tell the truth, but that's what we're trying to do.
And in subverting the typical message of the typical TV cop show, We Own This City provides its strongest link to The Wire's storied legacy. I'm Eric Deggans.